Welcome in the name of our wonderful counselor, and I wish you a very happy new year as we begin our first Sunday of 2025. It's a joy to be with those of you who are here in person and those who are joining us online. Appreciate and welcome each one of you. I am Reverend Corrine Boroff, and assisting me in leading worship today is Candy Short, Joe Snyder. Our communion servers will be Bill and Mary Brown, Ron and Sharon McNabney, Darlene Stroud, and Dick Hines. Our music will be by the talented Mark and Michelle Murray. Today we will celebrate communion, and if you are online, I invite you to get together the elements of bread and juice to have there with you that you may participate in this gift from Jesus Christ as well. Here in person, we have three ways that we will offer communion to you. The first is to come forward to the altar to kneel down. You break off a piece of bread, dip it into the cup yourself, and then you receive both the bread and the juice at one time. It looks very full up here. There's plenty of room, so don't let that scare you from coming forward. There also will be assistants that will help you up and down. There will be stations on the floor. You will receive a piece of bread, be given that. You dip that into the cup, and then again, you receive both elements at the same time. If you prefer to receive your Holy Communion at your seat, there are yellow cards. You simply lift that card at the appropriate time. The servers will come to you where you are seated and offer you the bread and juice at that time. There are baskets, bowls at the altar, baskets at the floor stations, for the utility assistance offering, if you would like to give toward that offering. At the end of the service, we will celebrate Snowballs of Hope. And if you forgot your hats, your socks, or your gloves, not the ones you're wearing, but those that you're giving away, there is a table full right up here. So as you come forward for communion, you can make a detour and grab some socks and hats and gloves, and then you will deliver them. Allie will be over by the lectern. We won't stand in the middle, and I will be over here. The candles will be extinguished. And I have a laundry basket that I'm going to invite you to make a basket. So on my side. So you can deliver those to us. Those will be distributed at our community cafe and Food at First to those that need some warmth in this frigid weather. Also, I want to invite anyone who would like to give a poinsettia a home. They make a beautiful plant. They will continue to grow if they are just given a little bit of attention. So please take those home with you today and give a poinsettia home. I had one from one of our Christmas celebrations that lasted 2 years. It became a tree. So they do grow. They're just beautiful. I would still have it except my cat fell in it and that kind of did it in. But it can become a very beautiful house plant. Our pathway. We are following Christ into a new year as we continue to live our faith, nurture families, serve our communities. At this time, we have very special recognitions of appreciation for our retiring staff. Peg Peter and Kathy Keene, and I'm going to invite Richard and Marilyn to come forward at this time and make those presentations. They are members of Staff Parish.
Good morning. I haven't seen Kathy this morning. Is she here? Well, that's too bad. We'll miss her, but she's going to hang around. We'd like, if Peg's here, she can kind of make her way down here too. That will be helpful. Anyway, Kathy has served faithfully as a part-time program support and office coordinator for 15 years. Her efforts and contributions have touched every one of our lives, and as her church family, we're truly grateful. So, while she's retired, she will continue her volunteer ministry among us. If you didn't get a chance to sign a card, there's some extras back on the table there on the right side as you're walking out. This basket here is for her. So if you didn't get a chance to put a note of appreciation, you can go ahead and stop in and do that after church.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Peg has retired from serving the church as a part-time communications and church publications coordinator for many years, and we don't know how many. I bet
forever.
You do. Forever. Forever works. This means that Peg produced the weekly bulletins, monthly voice newsletters, produces special publications like the poinsettia booklets at the back of the sanctuary. She keeps all of the staff computers connected and serviced. Peg plans to continue her volunteer ministries here, and that includes the Friday morning Bible study, serving as United Women of Faith president, and of course sewing with the quilters on Tuesdays, serving musically with the choir, and maintaining the music library are also passions Peg has. We hope these baskets of cards and notes of thank you let you know how much your church family appreciates and has appreciated all you've done. And I'll miss you on Wednesday.
I'll miss you.
Several.
You want me?
Do you get to speak? Or?
Yeah.
I know. Joe's going, don't give her the microphone. I'm sorry Kathy couldn't be here today, but I want to let you know that both of us have been honored to serve this congregation. I think I've been here since John Wordinger. I took over the voice at that time. So whenever that was, I seem to have forgotten the date. But I have appreciated working here. I've met so many wonderful people, all of whom are here and watching online. I got to play a musical instrument, and I still get to play the bells. Sarah's going to let me back. I just really have, Dave and I have appreciated being here, and I know Kathy appreciated being here. So thank you all.
Thank you.
You won't miss me. I'll be around.
Let us now stand and greet one another with the joy of knowing Jesus Christ.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
the young women.
Hearts for worship.
Rejoice indeed. Thank you, Michelle. That was beautiful. Would you please stand now for the call to worship and also remain standing for the hymn that follows. Walk beside us, O Holy One, as we question and welcome, as we challenge and invite,
as we discover and understand, as we see, touch, taste, smell, and listen for the newness awaiting us in this new year.
Good morning. I'm Allie Hall, the Director of Family Ministries, and I'd like to invite all of the children down for our children's moment. All right, you guys, it is a new month, which means we are going to be kicking off a new theme. So last month, obviously, we focused a lot on Christmas, and we focused a lot on being known, right? Or no, we learned about we are never alone. I'm thinking the month before was we are known, right? Caroline's looking at me like, you're wrong. So this month, we are going to be learning something else, something about forgiveness. We're going to be learning that I am forgiven with a new theme called Switch It Up. And you'll notice I have our bag, but I kept it hidden up on the stage today because it's fragile, and I didn't want to have anyone accidentally break it. Okay? You're going to recognize it as soon as I take it out. Ian, what's that? It's an egg. All right. Now, what do you think would happen if I happened to drop this egg? It would break or crack. It's not hard-boiled egg, I promise. The yolk would get everywhere, and then guess who would be mad at me? Mr. Ann and Miss Eddie, they'd be very mad if they came in tomorrow and saw a bunch of egg on the stage. But we're going to just see what happens, okay? What did I do?
Soaked it in vinegar.
I soaked it in vinegar. I was so nervous about this, you guys. I kept checking the egg all day yesterday. I did not trust this science project at all. But I did. I learned that if you soak an egg, now don't squeeze it because it's not hard boiled. The egg is still in there, like the yolk is still in there. It'll still move, but you can gently squeeze it, and it's a little bouncy. See? So it's a real egg. It's not hard boiled, but I switched it up a little bit. I didn't change anything about it other than I changed its environment. Jackson, you want to squeeze the egg? Not too hard, because it'll still break. There's still a yolk in it. You can even hear it and feel it. It changes, like it moves. You hear it? You know, it kind of sounds kind of weird, right? Yeah. I can feel it moving. Yeah, it's still a regular egg. It's just soaked in vinegar, and it just changes it. So we're going to be learning a bit about changing and why God switched it up when he sent Jesus, and why we needed forgiveness. Okay? All right, now I'm going to carefully put my egg back in my little box because I don't want them to be mad at me. And we're going to head back to our seats.
As we embark on our year-long quest to live in faith every day, I was asked to share a story that demonstrated an example of that in life. When I accepted that request, I had no idea what story I could share. So I began to pray. After a few days of praying, it occurred to me I should just talk about prayer. After all, prayer is a key component of my daily devotion. Over the years, I have learned that I should pray with humility, with confidence, with expectations, and patience. Patience was the last aspect I learned about prayer and was by far the hardest. A second important part of prayer is due diligence. We are God's hands and means of making things happen on earth. When we ask God for help or guidance, we must act along with God to get our prayers answered. The story I want to share with you today is one that has affected all of us here today. It's a story that shows how faith carried us through a time of trial. A couple of years ago, our pastor of children's ministries was retiring, and she made it known to us much in advance so that we had had time to find a replacement. For months, our staff parish members prayed, searched, interviewed several candidates, but none met the needs of our church. Anxiety set in, and there was much worry across our congregation about this potential vacancy. We were not exercising the key aspect of prayer, patience. At just the right time, Allie Hall became known to us and was available for us to hire. It was a good thing. It was God's thing. It was God's timing. When we live in faith, great things happen. When we pray with confidence, do our due diligence, and be patient, our prayers will be answered.
Thank you.
Dear Father in heaven, we rejoice in our ability to share. After all, you bless us so that we can be a blessing to others. Help us to be like the Magi and carefully plan the gifts we bring to you. May we be inspired to give beyond what is just enough, but to give according to what we have been given. May these gifts be used so others may know the hope that is found in you. Amen.
Let us pray. As we begin a new year, help us to remain nostalgic about the manger scene, to keep our hearts warm by remembering the shepherd's journey and their adoration of the Magi. Help us to feel the glow of that love as we head back to our daily lives, as we go back to work, or school, or to our other obligations. Thank you for pouring your transforming love into our lives so that we may bring back to all those places the good news of hope and salvation. Remind us, dear Lord, of all the opportunities we are given to celebrate your love and power. Help us find joy in serving others. Now, hear the names of those we bring before you today, asking for your healing mercies, your abundant love, and your forgiveness. Help us remember that the love poured out in the light of the natal star is still pouring into our lives today. Give us grace and peace to reach out to all in your power and for your glory. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please stand. now our readings this morning. First from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." And from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 6 through 12. "And this is God's plan. Both Gentiles and Jews who believe the good news share equally in the riches inherited by God's children. Both are part of the same body, and both enjoy the promise of blessings because they belong to Christ Jesus. By God's grace and mighty power, I have been given the privilege of serving him by spreading this good news. Though I am the least deserving of all God's people, he graciously gave me the privilege of telling the Gentiles about the endless treasures available to them in Christ. I was chosen to explain to everyone this mysterious plan that God, the creator of all things, had kept secret from the beginning. God's purpose in all this was to use the church to display his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was his eternal plan, which he carried out through Christ Jesus our Lord. Because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. This is God's word for us today. Thanks be to God. You may be seated.
Ask what I like to read for pleasure. It's a mystery. And I'm sure that a lot of you are intrigued by mysteries as well. You know where the plot just kind of twists and you finally get to the end, and a good mystery for me is when I can figure out who done it, right? And you can solve the mystery. But there's a whole nother section of mysteries that have been shared and have been put into kind of the entertainment industry. And one of those is an escape room. And I don't know if you've ever done an escape room. I have not. But I've heard about it. And I've had people tell me about their experiences in an escape room. And an escape room is what it sounds like. An escape room is a room that you go into with a small group of people and you are locked in. And inside the room, you are to figure out puzzles or open boxes or find clues and solve the mystery of how to get out of the room. Oftentimes, it's finding a key in that final box or a hiding place within the room. And sometimes, my daughter has done many of these, and she said, One time, her and friends went into an escape room, locked in, and there were no instructions whatsoever. She said, we looked and we looked and we looked, trying to figure out where we were supposed to start, just beginning. And you have a certain amount of time, normally it's about an hour. And she said they just squeaked out of the room just as their hour was ending. But they couldn't get started. And there is someone called the gamekeeper that is watching you on a hidden camera. And when the gamekeeper is summoned, the gamekeeper will show up and give you a clue. And she said that one time they just couldn't get started. And so the gamekeeper gave them a clue so they could begin to solve their mystery. And they made it. But also the entertainment industry has just hordes of TV shows that are mysteries. There is a whole channel on cable TV that's the mystery of murders. Who murdered this person? Or was it even a murder? Or was it suicide? Or whatever. When it's intriguing enough that there's a whole series of those shows that you can watch. And I know that my other child, one of my sons, it likes to listen to podcasts while he drives of the whodunit kind of thing, some kind of mystery. But then there's the mysteries of the Egyptian pyramids. There's mysteries all around us in creation that we're still trying to figure out. In the universe, we have only solved about 5% of the mystery of our universe. It's that vast and that full. So it's all around us. But that brings us to this Sunday, Epiphany Sunday. Epiphany literally means reveal, be shown. And we have had revealed to us Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, God incarnate, Emmanuel, God with us, revealed to us. And that's what the Epiphany celebrates. Celebrates that God has revealed this child to us. In our passage from Ephesians today, we hear about Jesus as the mystery. And the word mystery, unfortunately, doesn't show up in this translation. But the very beginning of verse 6 says, this mystery is, in other translations. And in verse 4, just preceding this, Paul writes, in reading this, my understanding, my insight of the mystery of Christ will be revealed. And there it is. Revealed for us. The fact that Jesus Christ came, and why in the world did he come? What was the whole reason for that? And it's powerful. The mystery of Jesus Christ is revealed to us through God. God gives us the knowledge to be able to understand who Christ is, who he is, as he's among us. And we hear about that in God's word. And we hear in our passage from Matthew this morning that wondrous wise men that traveled and they followed the star. This is the Sunday that we celebrate light. The light that guides us. Not just the star of Bethlehem, but the light of the world yet today that guides us. Light reveals. They followed a star. And the Magi, the wise men, very interesting. A lot has been studied and written about them. Scholars spend a whole lot of time figuring out who they are and what they did and what they knew. What we do know is that in the Old Testament times, the Jewish people were scattered. The wise men were from what now is Iraq. You're thinking, well, that's not Israel. There's no Jews there. But there were. There was quite a significant Jewish population there. Because Jews had been scattered. They'd been conquered and taken away in captivity. So they were all over the known world at that time. They had studied the Old Testaments. They had studied the book of Numbers and Daniel and Isaiah, where there are prophecies that talk about a star, the star of Jacob, guiding them, revealing to them. And so they had also studied the stars. In Numbers chapter 24, verse 17, it says, Balaam is talking about the coming of who God is sending to them. And he says, I see him, but not yet. I behold him, but I don't understand. The star of Jacob is coming. In other words, God will reveal himself to us. And the power of this revelation is that, folks, we would not know who Jesus Christ was unless God revealed him to us. Unless God wanted us to know that he was among us. A baby born in a barn doesn't draw a whole lot of attention any other way. God is the only one that can use the stars of the heavens that he created and guide wise men from Iraq. 900 miles they traveled, not by train or plane or car. They mainly walked. Animals in that day, they didn't necessarily ride, because the animals were carrying the supplies. A 900-mile trip, they had to take all their food. There were no McDonald's along the way. So they took everything that they needed. They traveled all that way to see what God was going to reveal, to kneel down in front of Jesus Christ, who had been revealed by God, offer him their gifts, and they left. That was it. The whole point of the trip was just to see what God was revealing through the star. We wouldn't know anything about Jesus Christ unless God revealed him to us. We wouldn't know how much God loved us in the fact that Jesus Christ became our Savior so that we might experience eternal unity with God, eternal life in God's presence. We wouldn't know it unless God had revealed it to us, had solved the mystery for us. One that we had been waiting on, the people, especially the Jewish people, and then us, we were included. But throughout the Old Testament, waiting and waiting and studying the mystery until it was time for it to be revealed. This, the revelation that God gifted us, sinners, to be able to know the answer to our mystery, the mystery of Christ, the mystery of the Messiah, was gifted to us as a gift of God's grace, undeserved love and power. I invite you to listen now and participate in our prayer of confession as we claim this revelation for ourselves and reclaim it. The radiance of a star guided the travelers to Jesus, where they offered their most precious gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You have given us more than a star, O God, to guide us. You have revealed your glory and your love in the person of Jesus, light of the world. As we offer our thanks for such a wondrous gift, we recognize our responsibility to be bearers of this light and love into the areas darkened by pain and fear, poverty and oppression, sorrow and hopelessness. We confess and ask your forgiveness for the times when we chose to go our own way rather than be guided by you. The times when we block the power and radiance of Christ in us. Strengthen us with your Spirit to follow wherever you lead us and to reveal your glory, compassion, and love through all we do and say. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
As surely as the light follows the darkness, the light of God's love, given to the world so long ago, is given for you, for healing and hope. You are beloved of God. In God's name, receive the light. Thanks be to God.
The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you,
and also with you.
We give you thanks, O God, for making your love evident. Since the very beginning of time, when you spoke the word which replaced the darkness of chaos with life-giving light, a light which nurtured generations of people and plants and creatures, great and small, a light which also revealed the fear and powerlessness caused by corrupt and evil actions. And so you spoke the word which would once and for all dispel the darkness of chaotic lives. Through your love for the world, the Word became flesh and lived among us, full of grace and truth. The angels caroled the glory to you in the highest heavens, and peace to all people on earth. And we joined them, and with all the people, to praise your holy name. Holy Lord, God, endless love, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The angels sang of it. We have been lavished with it. We praise him who was born that we might have life. Glory to God, and on earth peace to all people. Holy God, as the travelers with their treasures were overwhelmed with joy to find Jesus, so we also are overwhelmed in finding out the depth of his love for us. For Jesus showed just how beloved we are to him by loving us and giving himself for us. On that night, when he gave himself up for us, he sat at the table and broke bread with his friends, and he said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Remember me each time you do this." After they had eaten, he took the cup and said, "Remember me as you drink from this, for it is my life poured out for you to begin a new relationship with God. Send the power of your Holy Spirit upon these gifts of bread and cup, O God, that we may experience the presence of the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ. Breathe your Spirit in us that we may be one body with him, living out his ministry in the world today and every day. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We break this bread and take this cup so that we can all share in the life of Christ, God's gift for God's people, as we pray the prayer of Christ. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I invite those who will be assisting during communion to please come forward. They will receive communion first and be prepared to serve you.
Thank you.
remind you to just stay following the benediction. It will take us about 2 minutes to get candles extinguished so we don't have any balls of fire. And we will also remove communion elements from the altar. We don't want to have an accident there either. So just give us just a couple minutes. If you would like extra socks, or I'm not sure what, I know there's socks in that pile. Whatever else is in the pile is fair game to come to Allie and I. And again, Allie will be over on the side with the lectern side. I'll be here with my laundry basket to catch all of your socks, right? Let's share together our benediction. God has heard our prayers and sent the light to lead us forward into the new year. We rejoice in the light. Christ is here. Michelle, for accompanying our, thank you, you are beautiful. Well, Allie, I'll let you do the honors of welcoming.
Welcome. Hey, there we are. Welcome. Obviously, I am Allie. We are back. I'm actually bringing this from another church. We did it last year. It's a lot of fun. And we actually pass out all of the socks, hats, and gloves to our community cafe and for Food at First members. It's really nice. It was great. I did the passing out last year. And it was just amazing to see how instantly they sat down at a table and put on their socks. This is a simple need. It's a fun way to accomplish it. And I'm really grateful for your support and to help make this a tradition here at Anderson First. So we're going to invite anybody that has any socks to come
or
forward,
please,
so we're not just pitching it into the pews in front of us. And again, just kind of be aware of your surroundings. I know if I was throwing, things would be knocked over, but that's hopefully you have better aim than I do. So you can feel all free to come on forward, and we'll get started. As soon as everyone's up here, we'll do a countdown of 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and we'll start the snowball fight.
Ha ha ha. I'm afraid to move. There are more if you need refills. Hey, good shot! Hey, two! Ah! Oh, this is great. Oh, hey, good job! Good job! Yay! Well, thank you. Good job! Thank you very, very much. As a few continue to flight, we do have a reception back there for in Peg and Kathy's honor, so please join us for some cake and some fellowship. God bless you. Thank you.